Welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast, breaking through the political noise, separating fact from fiction. From the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, here is your host, Devin Nunes.
Welcome back to the Devin Nunes Podcast. This is our first edition of 2020, and I thought it'd be appropriate to have our favorite young Republican, college Republican, conservative from Fresno, Jairus Jackson, back on the show. Jairus, welcome to ring in the new year.
Congressman, thanks for having me back on. Happy New Year.
And we're coming to you from Wahoo's Tacos, right by Fresno State University at Campus Point. And Jairus, I don't know why we always do this, but we always seem to have you, you're not of age, but we always seem to have you somewhere where there's like alcohol around. I'm beginning to wonder if I'm a bad influence on you.
No, I mean, if you don't mind, I don't mind.
And we're not drinking here either.
No.
Bar hasn't opened. It's not open. We're just here at Wahoo's Tacos.
We're just observing. That's all.
Just observing.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have some lunch afterwards. I'm going to buy you lunch.
It's great.
So what we like to do on the show is we like to warn the rest of the country and the world about what socialism on its way to communism looks like. And we see that front and center here in the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the world. We're under constant attack from Sacramento, from politicians. And this year is no different. So can you bring us the top five crazy laws that are going to be in effect now in California?
Yeah, this is almost, Congressman, like an infomercial for the California Republican Party. This should be like why you don't put these people in charge of anything.
Meaning the Democrats.
The Democrats, yeah.
Right.
Now, it starts with one that actually hits personally as someone that's a rideshare driver. AB5, the independent workers, gig workers, side hustle thing that they've been talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It would require Uber and Lyft and other rideshare-based apps to pay their employees minimum wage and provide them benefits like health care, paid sick leave, and all of these things. Lyft has already said, along with Uber, that this is going to do a few things. It's not just going to hurt the actual drivers themselves, but it's going to ride times are going to be longer. When you call for a ride, you're going to have to wait even longer, which compared to cities like San Francisco and Sacramento, we're already double, if not triple, their wait times. And it's also going to increase the cost for these rideshare things. You might as well just take a taxi like the olden days.
The way it used to be was anybody could kind of sign up and be an Uber driver.
Exactly.
Went through their process.
Whenever you want to drive, it's all up to you.
So what's the difference now with the new law? Now you're part of like a contract?
Well, no, they're no longer the private contractors. Now they're just considered employees. And it says under the law, workers in California are considered independent contractors if they do work that is outside the usual course of the company. Moreover, most workers must be instead contractors if a company evaluates their performance and tasks and if the work is part of the company's regular business. Uber has already said that this doesn't fall under the purview of their company and they're not going to abide by it. Like I said, Lyft has already said that the time that you have to wait for rides is going to go up. The price for your rides is going to go up. This is going to be an absolute disaster.
It's not going to be able to be implemented, right? I mean, this
no.
is going to have to be fought in the courts. And I'm assuming this is going to be a big story for 2020 because what I understand, they're going to try to qualify a ballot initiative so that this can go before the people and hopefully be overturned. So to your point, this is an infomercial for Republicans because people need to understand what socialism and communism is doing here in the state of California.
Well, and it's one of those things where, when have you ever heard of a side hustle that had a dental plan or something? I mean, this is for people like my age, college age kids. You go on work when you want to. You drive whenever you want to. There's no minimums. That you ride, you get paid. There's no, you know, salary or anything like that. Side hustles, side gigs, whatever the name is.
Right, you can work right here at Wahoo's Taco part-time.
Exactly.
And you get in your car and you go pick a few people up and
exactly. The idea that this is supposed to have dental benefits and it's supposed to give you the whole nine yards simply for driving your car is ridiculous. That's not what this is set up for. And it also leads into, by the way, our second one, which is California's on the
So that's number five.
Yes.
So now number four.
We're on the hook, Congressman, for another minimum wage increase. At the beginning of the year, the minimum wage workers in California will start receiving $12 an hour for companies with 25 or fewer employees, and the minimum wage will shoot up one whole dollar, lucky these people, for larger companies to $13. And of course, the end goal, at least as of right now, I'm sure it'll change, as it always does with the left once they get there, but the end goal to get to $15 an hour.
Right. So this is probably being right here next to Fresno State University.
Yeah.
This is really going to hammer those starter jobs, like for high school students, their early entry jobs where people are training, learning how to wash dishes and maybe prepare food, deliver food. it's going to hit businesses just like this and college students and high school students with their first job.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think whether it's, you know, stifling the gig workers or whether it's this minimum wage increase, California, if you look at it over time, for the year January through November, California was the 14th state for job growth, which is one of the lowest numbers it's hit in a while. So you've already seen, before you even have this gig implementation, before you even have yet again another increase in the minimum wage, you've already seen early signs of slow job growth here in California.
Well, then the higher the wage, you eliminate those jobs at the bottom, and it increases automation.
Exactly.
And so it eliminates these starter jobs that people need just to do, you know, kind of basic training and learning. So $12 an hour here in 2020, on its way to 15, right?
Yes. And I just want a little side hustle to make a little change on the side, Congressman. Then they're going to be doing this. I'm not going to be able to do it anymore.
So you're joking about this, but have you
ever? No, it's serious.
Do you use your car with the Trump flag and all that and all the bumper stickers?
Yes.
Do you actually do Lyft?
Yes.
Uber?
Yeah.
You do?
I do, yes.
Really?
Yes. Very interesting, I can tell you, with the, yeah.
So we're going to come back to this before we leave today. Okay, so
yes.
Let's do number three.
Okay, so number three, and I've talked about this on my radio show too. The SB 419 school suspensions going into effect. Here's the premise of it, and we've all heard of this. We've seen a little bit of it in the Obama administration with the Promise Program, but it's going to become harder to suspend students. The law bans suspending students from school grades 4 through 8 for disturbing school activities or defying teachers or administrators.
So my wife's a third grade teacher.
Yeah.
But you're saying so 4th through 8th grade.
4th through 8th grade.
So if a kid comes in, traditionally when I was in school, does something, you know, really bad, right? Brings a knife to school, continually gets in fights, and then you have to take disciplinary action.
Yeah.
What you're saying now is that you cannot kick those kids out of school anymore.
Not according to SB 419. And the biggest problem with it is you've already seen the statistics came out this year, whether it's math, science, all of those normal areas. The trend is continuing of our East Asian counterparts and our European counterparts kicking our kids' butts. The last thing we need is more distractions. And in this instance, where the kid comes in and it verbatim says in the law, you can't suspend them for defying teachers or administrators. Who's really in charge here? I mean, the 8-year-olds have as much power as the principal nowadays. And I'm here to tell you, that's not going to end too well for your elementary school campus.
Right. And the logical, being Republicans and conservatives, what we would say is there's an appropriate place to take those students that have challenges, but put them into a program to hopefully rehabilitate them and get them back into the classroom at some point. So what it is, it's the students that show up to class every day that want to work, that want to learn math, science, whatever it is. Now they're going to be threatened and bullied by these kids that are problems.
Exactly. And when the kids find out, it's going to be like the Royal Rumble in these classrooms as soon as these kids find out that they can't be suspended for doing these things. And on the other hand of it, it's one of those things where, let's say you have a school that has the majority of the students are minority. We all know that it doesn't look good that you suspended a bunch of quote-unquote minority students. And I come from the belief that I personally don't care. If you get kids who get in trouble, whether they're black, white, Asian, Chinese, if they've done wrong, there needs to be some type of punishment. This weird idea that if you do wrong, you only have to be punished if you're of a certain race, that in and of itself is racism. I view this law as racist. Democrats are racist. What else is new, Congressman?
All right, so number two.
Number two, which this one is actually, whether it's already there or it is coming to a state near you, health care for illegal aliens, SB 104. And California becomes the first state in the nation. Have you ever noticed, by the way, that we're always first in the nation for bad things?
I have noticed that over time.
Is that too much to ask?
Well, that's
for
the whole purpose of this show today. Is
yes.
We're giving a preview for the rest of the country. If this doesn't stop, what's going to be in your state coming to a state near you?
That's my prayer for 2020. We're going to be here in a year, and we're going to be first in the nation.
I don't know about my Canadian listeners, okay? But for the states all over the United States, these policies are coming to you.
Yes.
For these other countries, I don't know, but
that's my goal. Next time we do this, a year from, we're going to have a first in the nation. It's going to be something that we can be proud of. That's my hope. California becomes the first in the nation to offer government-subsidized health benefits. Even that wording is a little trickery. The government didn't create a product. It's taxpayer-funded. But anyway, government-subsidized health benefits for illegal aliens in the country, expanding Medicare for low-income adults 25 years or younger.
So they're going to subsidize now. So if you're here in the country illegally, there's going to be a program where you can go in and sign up.
Exactly.
I'm here illegal. I need a subsidy to get some type. Is it going to be Obamacare? What's it going to be?
It says an expansion of Medicare. Or expansion of Medicaid.
Of Medicaid.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Expansion of Medicaid. Medicaid. So subsidized free. Okay. So that'll be coming to a state near you. Number one.
Number one. Well, here's the thing. All right. We all know and we've seen, and it ties into some of the other stories that we've talked about. I actually wanted to do really quick an honorable mention, if you don't mind, Congressman, which it was shocking. The homeless population, which had been on the downward trend for a while in this country, but since 2008, it's actually up 2.7%. The vast majority of that, over 70% of that increase, is coming exclusively from California.
70%.
Yes, we are literally jacking it up for everybody else.
Well, I was just walking in here to Wahoo's Tacos, and there was like three or four people pushing carts around that clearly aren't Fresno State students.
Yeah, and we're in the good part of town.
Right.
Yes. So to see that story, that headline, it really is the instance of, you know, one of the biggest, if not the biggest state, and this trot towards socialism that we're doing, it's affecting everybody else. We are dragging down this country's, when we were on the downward trend for a while when it comes to homelessness.
So this is kind of your honorable mention, not your number one
new
law.
No.
But what is the law? So what did the legislature say then about these this year?
No, that's the problem. Nothing. We got nothing.
Oh, you're saying that they're not doing anything.
Yes, they're not doing anything. That's why we're dragging down this whole country. Everyone else is going down with homelessness.
So they're making laws that are hurting people.
Yes.
And then they should be making laws to take care of these homeless
and
problem.
Enabling,
and
enabling. And enabling to a degree, that I would argue. Enabling to a degree. So.
Sorry, I was a little slow on the uptake there.
Oh, no, don't worry about it, Congressman. But no, it's funny to me to think, and there are states, believe it or not, they look at California, and they're like, oh, we got to do everything we can to become like them. And I'm sitting there like waving the flag, like, please do the exact opposite of what we're doing. There's no, and when you look at this state as a whole, why you would look at any part of this state and say, I want to be like that, you're not right in the head. That's the only answer that I can come up with.
Right. Because now you can't even, now they have rights, and the cities can't even implement policies to where they can go, and you can't even confront the homeless people.
Yes.
Like, it's legal now for anywhere, pretty much anywhere in the state, that you can camp out wherever you want.
Yeah.
And the police can't come up to you and move you unless you're, like, on private property. But if you're on any type of government property, mm-hmm. county, city, then you're protected.
Yeah.
Okay, so no law, no new laws for that here in 2020.
But we need them.
So that's going to continue to escalate. So what's your number one new law this
year? The number one, this is, as a gun enthusiast, this is one that really irked me. AB 12, the law extends the amount of time that a person can buy a gun to 5 years if they have a gun violence restraining order or one of these ridiculous red flag laws, quote unquote, that is placed on them, which in my opinion is blatantly unconstitutional. So it's 5 years. So let's say you have a violence restraining order placed on you. You have a domestic dispute or whatever, even if it comes out that you did nothing wrong. These things really aren't interested in waiting for the actual facts of the matter to come out. Could you imagine that? People accusing somebody of doing something without the facts coming out? Mm-hmm. Crazy. You never had to deal with that.
I've heard of that before. Yeah.
Really? Have you? All right. So before the facts of the matter even come out, they take your gun away. Every year, your violence protection order is either renewed or the court can even shut it off before then. So let's say your order stays in place for 3 years. You don't have your gun for 3 years. After that 3 years, then your 5 years begins until you can actually have your gun. And I would guess, judging by California legislator, in the meantime, they've outlawed the gun you had, so you don't get it back anyway.
So they're actually going to take the gun?
Yes. If you have the violence restraining order placed on you.
What are you going to have to do? You have to turn the gun in?
That's what they would like you to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what I'd advise you to do, but that's
what
they'd like you to
do. You're not going to be able to basically buy a gun.
But until you get that gun back, so let's say it takes 2-3 years for them to find out that you actually aren't a threat. Okay, cool. You would think the day after they figure that out, okay, cool, give me my gun back. No. 5 years. You have to wait 5 years. Then after the 5 years, and like I'm saying, I think most of the time, they would end up, because they try to ban anything that shoots in Sacramento, your gun would be banned and you end up not getting it back, period.
So those are your top five.
Yes.
And you got your honorable mention of no new laws to deal with.
But
how did you, I have a couple things that you missed. Like, what about this hairstyle thing?
Well, are you interested in getting corn rolls at any point, Congressman?
I don't know. But
dreadlocks?
What? They passed a new law, SB 188. How did this one not make your top five list?
Okay, so here's the thing. SB 128, the gist of it, California becomes the first state. Yet again, we're the first state, but for nothing good. California becomes the first state to ban workplace or school discrimination based on a person's natural hairstyle or hair texture. Back when I was going in school,
They really passed this.
Yeah, they actually, this is something that they thought... Yeah, you got to
I'm just reading here. Hairstyle or hair texture.
Yes.
Now we have protected hairstyles.
Yes. The protected hairstyles include braids, twists, dreadlocks. If you're interested in getting any of those, Congressman.
What do you think of mine? I think I should change it up?
I think Congressman, with some dreadlocks.
What do you think?
I think that would look good.
I pretty much had the same style for the last 20 years.
What is the thing? If you think you scare Adam Schiff now, just wait till he sees you with dreadlocks on. He might run.
I used to have a mullet.
No, you did not. You had a mullet?
Yeah, way back. 80s, man.
Why don't you bring
it? It was the 80s. I'm older than you.
But the mullets are coming back. You got to bring it back.
Am I protected with the new law?
Yeah. There you go. You're protected with the new law. You can bring back the mullet. I think that, do mullets fall within the house rules? Can you have a mullet?
I don't see why not.
Do it.
And now I'm protected in California, too.
There you go. You just bring this paper whenever someone tries to tell you something.
Before you're set to go. Okay, so I want to finish up. We have your top five new laws in here in 2020 in California, warning to the rest of the country. But I want to go back to, because we always have to talk about your car.
Yeah.
Okay. So your car's great. You got all bumper stickers on the back. You got the Trump flag. You got different flags that you fly on the back.
Yeah,
so I had no idea that you, so you do Uber and Lyft?
So I do the Uber and I do the Uber Eats when I bring people their food.
Really?
Yes.
You got to tell me some great stories. Are there some people here you come driving in with your Trump car? And I'm not, for those of you who have not seen Jairus's car, what do you got, 25 bumper stickers
21.
On there?
21.
21 bumper
yes.
stickers.
One of them is yours, as I like to point out.
And he flies a big flag. He changes up the flag on his box car, which I still don't know how you get over get over the speed bumps in that thing. Okay.
It's a lot of noise.
So give me a couple of your best stories. You drive up Uber Eats with your Trump flag flying. You get out and you're delivering to the door.
You know what the best instances are when you get out and you think there might be a problem. You think there might be. And I've had this instance a few times where you get out and you see an individual. Let's just say they don't scream Republican. All right. We'll just put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you get out and they start losing their minds. They're up here jumping for joy like you're bringing them a pot of gold or something because they love your car. Those are the moments that make it all worth it. When it's someone who...
But you pull up some random place, calls Uber Eats.
No, I go and knock on the door.
And you knock on the door.
Yeah. And then they'll see, especially if it's a windy day, they'll see the big
flag. So has anybody ever like freaked out and been like...
We've had a few, yeah.
Like they're not going to take the food because...
No, they take their food because they paid for it. I just don't get a tip.
Because you have a Trump flag.
Yeah, they're not... Yeah.
Make America Great or whatever flag.
Yeah, these lefties aren't big on giving out their money, believe it or not. So, yeah, I mean, you go there... There's been some instances where you'll pull up and you'll see, you know, for instance, some college kids, you do a lot of deliveries by Fresno State and they got a Bernie Sanders sticker. And you just got to mentally tell yourself, I'm not getting a tip after today. At least if they see the car, I'm not getting a tip.
But I bet in this area you actually do get increased tips, I bet, when they see your
car. Oh, yes. I prefer this area, the Clovis area. They're very very friendly to people with massive Trump flags on the back of their little mini cars.
You actually are using this to increase your tip rate, too,
yes.
sometimes.
Yes.
Okay,
well,
so
after the gig thing, I'm going to need to figure out a way to make some extra.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure out how you're going to do this in the new year, right?
Yeah.
It'll probably end up in the courts. We'll see how that ends up. But so you do Uber Eats, but do you also do passengers, too?
No. I do no passengers, no. which I don't know if this is a knock towards Uber or what, but I tried to get my car approved, and they denied my car.
Really?
They did.
Did you have to send a picture of it in?
Yeah. And it was it was denied. I'm going to act like I don't know why, but I know why it was denied.
Oh, that's classic.
I mean, I guess it could cause some type of issues if I go to pick people up, but I thought it would have been fun. I mean, I have a blast delivering people's food, making the side change, again, side hustle. I have a blast doing that. I thought it'd only be more fun to drive people around, but I guess my car is not up to the standards.
Jairus, you're going to give me a ride in your car one of these days. But
absolutely.
Thank you for being our first guest this year.
Of course.
I hope you had a good good Christmas and New Year's. I want to thank all of our audience out there. We're looking to a very good, better 2020, especially being heavily regulated here in the state of California. It can't possibly get any better.
This is an infomercial for the CAGOP. Get these people out of office, I'm telling you.
This is Devin Nunes. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Devin Nunes Podcast. We invite you to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And remember, you can download this podcast on iTunes or at devinnunes.com.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams. Wind whips the dust up and rain's pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We started wondering if we even matter at all. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we've kept our American faith. Now it's not our first trial by fire like this.
It's nothing hard work and family can't fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we kept our American faith. We the people, free and strong, fight through the dark night toward the dawn. Freedom marches on. Afraid.
That's why they call her the home of the brave.
With a prayer and a purpose, we're already half the way there. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we've kept our American faith.
Paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.